Welcome back. In this video, we're just going to talk about the batch services. So batch service is needed when a large-scale data application is to run and a parallel high-performing computing is required. So the developers can create the batches to run a parallel task that eases the workload at no extra cost. So IO charges for only the virtual machines which are being used so they can schedule a task or schedule a task, whatever you say. Put them in the queues or manage the workload in the cloud. And you can also do the bench creation as well. Whereas to create a batch service, you have to follow very simple steps, just like here. Just type batch in the search, you'll be able to see the batch service. Click on create. And as you click on create, so you got to just enter account name, let's say Explorer, Azure. I have a resource group already defined for Explorer Azure, and that resource group is where it is, Explorer Azure RG resource group, and the storage account. I need to just get in with the storage account here, and I would say this one, and into the dashboard and create. So what I would actually do is that it would just simply create the batch service for us, and after the batch service created, we would just be able to see more about the batch service and things. So let it do all the process and all the magic of Azure that is going to happen at the back end that we already discussed in our fifth video in the Fabric controller actually. So deployment has succeeded, and now I'll be able to see about my batch services. So in the batch service, I would say I'll be able to see the overview of that. Obviously, this is a URL where the batch service is deployed. I can copy this, paste this here, and see what's happening there. So it tells me this is a batch service and blah 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 blah. The boilerplate code already available there. But the most important thing is that applications. So these are the applications. Right now I'm not having anyone. With that, I can also manage the pools. I can even add a pool if I just want to do that. It should tell you the pool ID, current nodes, current cores, the VM size, and the allocation state as well. As I told you about that, it is more related to the jobs and things, so I can simply create a new job as well. And I can also schedule some jobs as well, so the job schedules. So I can, after creating a job, I can add to the schedule, and I can also manage the certificates as well. So right now there is no certificate and no thumbprint of algorithm is available here with the state. With that, I can also just go with the account usage, and it will show you the account usage that is happening around and things like that. But you can explore more. But as this is a very absolute beginner series, we would just be targeting I would say it's in-depth video in the advanced tutorial series. So right now it's enough for you to know what batch service actually does and what you can perform with the batch services and how you can create that. That's for the video, and see you next.